Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity. Here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we're delighted to be with you at this precise moment.
Oh, we are. And you know, there is so much. Today's show is about energy and energetic support and power. And if you've been holding on for our show, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, and if you're grabbing us in the archives, this show had about a 10-minute delay because there was so much energy. It just kept like blowing up the line. So
crazy computer stuff.
And yet so typical, Shri, because that's exactly what's going on right now. You know, that's the world we're in right now. And we want to talk about how we can harness this energy. You know, how can we harness that true power, that true energetic support? We can do it through sacred placement. We can do it through spiritual practice. But the reality is that we are, you know, it's like we're a breath. We are a moment away from being able to open the Metronian star. And this is huge. I mean, Shri, this is so huge for humanity. And this is why we're talking about all of these things today.
Well, we have been riding this crest of energy now for many months, this accelerated energy. And it is no accident that here we are on the final show of this year, I believe. And
wow.
You know, and we're going to be closing out 2015. It's no accident that the energy continues to rise. This is not only a phenomenon associated with our globe, it's also a phenomenon associated with where Kira and I are located right now, which is an extremely high energy site.
Yeah, we really are. Here at Terra Nostra, it's really quite extraordinary because we're living in one of the very few remaining places on the planet where we truly have zero air pollution, zero noise pollution, zero environmental pollution. I mean, we are living in such a pure, pristine environment that it's an opportunity to expand exponentially. And plus, drinking such high frequency crystalline water, it kind of shifts your DNA and really carries that energy.
And so as we smile at this and know, we know that we have callers standing by and we want to move into today's topic, which is about energy.
Yeah.
Indeed. And as we smile at this, I want to remind us all that is not this the season of twinkling? And I say that tongue-in-cheek, of course, because it could be the season of turmoil, it could be the season of joy, the season of change, the season of family, the season of New Year's resolutions. Think about it for a moment. We just passed the solstice and moved into the 25th, the holiday weekend, and the solstice energy is an emergence, and the emergence is indeed what's happening. As we close out December, as we close out this, as we transition from the exploded crown into the Metronian star, what we're saying is we're going to take all this energy that's been building all year long and we're going to lift into an ever more refined communion.
Yeah, you know, how amazing is that?
And to lift into an ever more refined communion means that all that is unlike harmony and beauty does surface to be faced. You know, I was going to say it surfaced to be healed. I think it's more accurate to say our stuff comes up for us to acknowledge it and then make a choice. Are we going to move on with that stuff? Are we going to resolve that stuff? Or are we going to pretend that the stuff ain't there? And so many of us in our lives, as we are growing and lifting, we find that old patterns and old doubts come up because it's time to face them and put them to rest. And so we are at that time of year when this happens, and we're at that time of year where it's appropriate to make changes and to be clear and ready to go 2016 is going to be amazing.
You know, amazing is one way to put it. Challenging is going to be another way to put it. Fascinating is going to be another way to put it. However, the most important gift that you can offer to yourself right now is to be celebrating that you are here right now on this planet. You know, as we move forward into 2016, we have completed the first of the 7-year ascension cycle, which means there are only 6 years left. And oh my goodness, aren't we blinking our eyes at how quickly this is moving. And the key is that in January 2015, and you really want to be here for next week's show, because next week's show, we're going to be doing all of our January 2016 predictions. We're going to be talking a lot about the Matronian star. But what we want to share with you right now is that the Matronian star is a 5-pointed star. It is a very powerful energy. And the key is that in this moment right now, and whether you're listening to us live, whether you've grabbed this show in the archives, whether you grab this show anytime in 2016, the key is you can harness the true power of energetic support. And this is a blessing when we can bring this into our lives. And we're going to be giving you lots and lots of ways that you can do this today. And I mean a lot. Now, bear in mind that we are, of course, live, and we have, it looks like all the lines are full already. Oh my goodness. So if you're calling in, you're getting a busy signal, that's why. But remember, as soon as we speak to someone, a line opens up so you can try and get back in the queue. We also have quite a few people that have written us. So we have a whole bunch of questions here, Sri. And, you know, before we dive into saying hello to what I always say and believe and know are the best and most amazing audience on the planet, we want to share a little bit about this sacred energy and about these sacred placements. You know, let's begin by recognizing that the very first gift of energetic support is your physical form. Now, I want you guys to really take that in as you're like, Kira, what are you talking about? Well, here's the deal. Our physical form is the coagulation of energy that houses the spirit. And so it is the very first support that we are given. We are given this beautiful thing called a body, yet we need to move it energetically. And there are many different ways to move the body. There is, of course, Qigong, and there are many yogic practices and many other traditions and Tai Chi, all of which are fabulous ways to move the body. However, we want to offer you a gift in this season of gift giving. And we were blessed that a few years ago, a sacred sequence of ascended postures came through us, known as the 10 mudras of divine light. Now, a mudra is a very beautiful way of moving the hands, but it also is it's like seated Tai Chi would be one way to describe it. And these 10 mudras of divine light are actually one of the things that will be in the incredible program that we're offering, the Telejourney in January 2016. But we want to offer this as a gift to you, whether you're taking the class or not. So if you want to learn these 10 mudras of divine light, just send an email to support@selfascension.com. That's support@selfascension.com, and say, hey, I want the 10 mudras of divine light. And we'll send you the PDF of these postures. If you want to really learn how to use these and move this energy and continue to expand that, then register for the teleclass. There's only a couple weeks left before we begin. And this is going to be a very powerful telejourney. And we encourage you very, very much to register for this telejourney, because when we unlock the inner radical inside of us, this joy-filled abundance of passionate action comes forward, and supporting ourselves through the energetic use of this divine form is just one of the ways we can do that. And again, that's why we want to offer you this gift of the 10 mudras of divine light today. And to receive the gift, all you have to do is send an email to support@selfascension.com.
Now remember, a mudra is a wonderful way to move energy through sacred postures, only it's using the hands instead of the whole body.
And it's a way that we can create sacred space through our body. You know, you ever sit down sometimes, or you're just pondering sometimes, or you're walking around and you're like, you know, I don't feel supported, or I'm feeling lethargic, or I'm feeling concerned, or I'm feeling fear. Well, remember that the first blessing of sacred space is the sacred space that houses our soul, which is our body. body and how we treat our body. And we've talked about this more than once as far as what we eat, how we take care of our body, the way we love our body or not, is all part of the energetic support we call into our lives. From there, we harness the power of creation through all that we are. And if you listen to our manifestation show a few weeks ago, we even offered you a morning practice and a way to use your hands and to call in all that energy. And I encourage you, go back and listen to the manifestation show, because this all ties into what we're talking about and exploring today as far as energetic support. And you know, Sheree, let's support some of these beautiful, beautiful, amazing listeners that we have and say hello to them.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to head to line 4, and we'll say hello to Anna from Texas.
And this is Anna's first time calling. Namaste, Anna.
Hi. Hi. I love you guys. I appreciate it for taking the phone call. I would like to have a little mini reading. I am planning to move from Texas, and how do you see that working out? And my daughter and husband has a job offer between Dubai and Lebanon. Where do you see that going? Thank you so much.
Oh, Anna, you are such a beautiful being. Thank you, my angel. We're honestly honored to be here with you today. Thank you, my love. Well, first of all, yeah, you have to move. It's not even a question about how will that move out. How will that happen? This is the time. Everything around you, it's interesting. Everything around you is water. I just see water, water, water. And whenever I see that much water around someone, it means that there's a new flow that's come in around you. And this new flow that's come in around you is still not, it's not like it's locked in. What it's really saying to you is, if you are willing to ride the wave of change, we will bring you safely home. And I just keep hearing that over and over again. If you are willing to ride the wave of change, we will safely bring you home. And so be flexible through this time and let go of expectation and simply be amazed at the way things are going to connect. Now, this is really important because as far as the job, I immediately first heard Dubai, but at the same time, Lebanon came up like almost equal. So this is very much about a heart-centered choice. This choice needs to come from the heart, not from the head. And that's going to be the most important piece of this, that this is a heart-centered choice. If this is anchored with the heart-centered choice, then it will be part of this wave and part of this flow. I will share that around all of you right now are these incredibly powerful beings of protection. And so no matter what you do, it's all going to work out really well because your sincerity has been heard and these beings of protection want to be more present in your life. So I would also say get prepared for a deeper mystical journey because that's part of your 2016 as well, is a very deep and beautiful mystical journey. I could go on and on. There's so much going on around you, but I know that your heart is hearing this. I know that you're receiving the energy and just feel how much we love and respect you. Thank you so much for calling, Angel.
Thank you so much. Lots of love to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Many blessings. And, you know, so often in our lives when we get ready to contemplate a move, it shakes up all kinds of stuff.
For sure. For sure.
Well, we're going to head to line 1 and we'll say hi to Kathy from Colorado.
Namaste, Kathy. Welcome.
Namaste. Hi. I miss you guys. I haven't heard you for a while. Can you hear me?
We can hear you well, and thanks for being here.
Okay, well, I wanted to do a little mini reading on health. Been pretty
thank
tired.
You for it.
Yeah.
I see it. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I want you to, first of all, if it's safe for you to do so right now, I'd like you to bring one hand to your heart and the other hand, I'm doing this with you right now if you can. I've got my other hand behind my back holding the base of my spine. So one hand on your heart, other hand behind your back holding the base of your spine. And if you're sitting, try to sit as straight as you can. And what I'm hearing is that simply be still. and hold these points. And as you're being still and holding these points, if it's safe to close your eyes, please do so. Allow your breath to be easy. And you have archangels Raphael, Gabriel, Zadkiel, and Michael have all come in around you. And they are all saying that they are breathing the breath of life, restoration, and renewal through your hands. That there has been a literal disturbance in your root and your heart. And that this will be healed. And that as this heals, your vibrancy and your joy will lift, as will your, they're saying, as will the fog of uncertainty that has been weighing heavily on your shoulders. And that this is a moment of refreshed illumination. And they're saying, change the hands. So the hand that's on the heart, bring to the bottom of the spine. The hand that's on the spine, bring to the heart. They're saying, if you do this posture, they're saying thrice daily. So that's three times a day. And you need to change the hands, like hold the hands for if you can, a full minute, then change the hands a full minute. That during that time, they are with you, they are healing you, and they are helping you to co-create the next step. And so it is, my love. Let it come in, call it in, and breathe the breath of gifts of freedom. They just keep saying the gift of freedom is upon you now. And so it is.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, my angel. Thank you for the blessing of calling. Namaste. You know, we have, bar none, the most beautiful people. And I always enjoy how it's always true, Sri. Every week we get to have the blessing of offering connection with people who are really holding for others.
Absolutely. And everything that's happening and every communication that comes forth has truth for everyone who can hear it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
While we have unique lives, our souls have common needs.
Indeed.
And while we have unique circumstances, our so-called problems and challenges have common themes.
Well, you know, and one of the common themes, we started talking about this earlier, is how can we harness and really be awake and prepared for what's coming in 2016? You know, we're going to talk all about that in next week's show with our 2016 prediction show, but 2016, let me just say, is going to be a uniquely powerful year. And one of the greatest gifts you can do is take time right now. I know you might say, oh my gosh, Kira, it's just a few days away. Or, oh my gosh, Kira, I'm getting this show in March or April. Cool. It doesn't matter when you're listening to this show. But we want to offer you some other things you can do beyond the dogma. You know, you might say, well, do I need to hire someone who does feng shui? Do I need to shift my home to a full Vastu setup? You know, what we have discovered through our years of setting up, we like to call every area of our home a temple, is that if you are in your own divine connection, you will flow. And this is all about flow. You will flow with the energy that brings you joy and support.
So what we're talking about here is taking a look around the place you live and bringing forth energetic structures and grids, beauty, and call it a sacred container that will support your vibrational journey. The homes we live in are oftentimes neglected, or there'll be areas of the home that are considered sacred or beautiful, and other areas are quote unquote ordinary. It's time to live an extraordinary life, and this means bringing the energy of fresh vision, of fresh energy to every aspect of your temple.
Mm-hmm.
That's your body and your home.
And remember that it does all begin with the body. So because of that, we're gonna kind of go step by step in how to create this space, but it all begins, believe it or not, in your bedroom. And the reason it begins in the bedroom is because this is where you sleep. This is where you dream. This is where I want to back up, because so often we think, okay, we can turn off our spirit life while we're asleep. Well, it's just the opposite.
You're really more available when you're sleeping.
And this is why it all begins in the bedroom. And if you only have one room in the house that you can fully align with the energetic suggestions we're going to offer to you, then let it be the bedroom. And we're going to get really personal here, guys. We're starting right at your bed, because this is the center of the bedroom. So a couple of things that may seem really ordinary that can actually support your energetic journey. Number one, if you are keeping stuff under your bed, get it out from under there.
When's the last time you looked under your bed?
Exactly. If the only thing under there is dust bunnies, you're doing good, and get rid of those too. The reality is that if there is energy under the bed, think about it. That energy is rising and lifting and actually merging with your auric field while you sleep. So it's extremely important to begin with a clear space under the bed. Now, I will share this with you. For a long time, Sri and I had a very powerful crystal grid under our bed. Now, I'm not necessarily suggesting that, because that is 100% based upon where your frequency is. If you are at a frequency that actually falls asleep when you're in high frequency energy because it feels cradled and nurturing, then yes, you can set up a crystal grid under the bed. Just make sure you maintain it. A crystal grid under the bed is a commitment. It means that you're dusting those crystals at least once a week. It means that you're making sure they haven't moved. It makes sure that you're connecting with them in your conscious time before you go to sleep. If you put a crystal grid under your bed and you find that your sleep is disturbed, remove it. And it's not like it's a sense of failure. It's just not everybody sleeps in crystalline grids. Sometimes it's best to have the crystalline grid set up in other areas. And we're going to be talking about that quite a bit. But that is where we want to begin. The next piece about our bed is this. Are your sheets comfortable? Are they as soft and yummy as you would like? Or do you get into those sheets and go, boy, these sheets are uncomfortable? Are they dirty? Are you changing your bed enough? And here's the next one. Pay attention to the color of your sheets. Truly pay attention to the color of your sheets. If you are not sure of the best color, go with white or gold. White or gold will always support an ascension frequency. You can even do something as simple as just getting a white or gold pillowcase to start with if you need to, which is the next piece, your pillow. How old is it? If your pillow is more than 1 year old, you need a new one, because you are not the person you were a year ago. And you might say, well, can't I just clear it? The answer is not really. The energy that goes into pillows and mattresses, by the way, although I'm not saying you have to clear your mattress every year, but we'll talk about that in a moment. But pillows especially need to constantly be reflective of the energy we are currently embodying. So if your pillow is more than a year old, honestly, go get a new one. If your pillowcase is not as comfortable, if you don't sink your head into it and say, do something about it. If you're not sure about the colors that you're putting around you, always go with white or gold. The bed itself is the number one place. The other thing is, do you wake up in the morning and run out? Do you make the bed? I know it sounds simple, and I don't want to sound like your mom, but the key is make your bed. When you make your bed, you are realigning the energy and setting it. You're saying, I respect my universal space. I respect the energy. I respect my dream time. For those of you that aren't sleeping real well, watch how well you start sleeping. For those of you that may not enjoy your dream space, watch how beautiful it becomes. These are all very important things. And so again, it begins in the bedroom and it begins with the bed. Now, you would think we're done with the bed. We're not. The next thing you want to do is sit up in bed and then carefully start gazing around your bedroom. Now, remember, we've already cleared out anything that was under the bed. If you feel called to create a crystal grid under your bed, you can, paying attention to how you sleep and knowing that you've committed to maintaining it. We've already looked at the sheets. We've looked at the pillow. We've looked at the pillowcases. We've made the bed. And now we're sitting in bed gazing around the bedroom.
And as you gaze, notice what calls your attention first. Just notice, because sometimes what calls our attention is an object of beauty, and other times what calls our attention is an object that represents an emotional situation or a discomfort. Here's where we're headed with this. Everything in your room should support your sense of contentment, beauty, harmony, and upliftment. Everything,
guys. That's a capital E exclamation point. So, as Sri's mentioning, when you're sitting in bed and you start looking around, if you see anything that does not bring you joy, or you feel that it needs to be moved or put in another space, You do it. And you keep doing this. You keep sitting in bed, looking around, getting up, rearranging, moving, eliminating, until everything in that bedroom radiates with beauty and divine energy. And this means if you've got something hanging on the wall because your Aunt Lucy gave it to you, get rid of it unless it really radiates joy.
There's other rooms in the house for that stuff.
There really are. And, or there's things called boxes. And the reality is that your bedroom must be your first sacred container.
Now, there's other things you can do. So the first step we're talking about here is bringing order and beauty into everything that you look at in your room. And that means reevaluating the pictures and objects and things that are there. Even as simple as how do you deal with your clothes? Are they put away in a closet? Are they hanging out on a chair? How are you handling those things? And what level of respect do you bring to this space?
Because the first gift of energetic support is our body. And just taking off clothes and throwing them on the floor or throwing them on a chair basically says, I don't respect that which is taking care of me. I mean, I know, guys, this might sound like 101 information. However, sometimes we forget. And the reality is that the more that we give support in every aspect to our physical form, the more we have support and the more we have the co-creative capacity to really put our life into a great position.
Now, what's happening here is not only are we receiving the support that Kira's mentioned, we're training our consciousness to be receptive to order, to beauty, to spaciousness, and to energetic information. This is actually training you. Consider for a moment that if you make this wonderful bedroom, the next step is, okay, maybe you want to bring in some crystals, some flowers, some beautiful art that carries you. I remember one time Archangel Zadkiel saying, if you live at the lower elevations, it's always wise to have a photo of the mountain somewhere that you can gaze and connect to the high altitude regions. And that's what I mean by beautiful paintings. It could also be something that has a spiritual meaning other than that.
And here's something that's important to remember. The windows in your bedroom, when those curtains are open, if you have curtains, what are you seeing? If you live in a building or an apartment where you open up your windows and you see your next door neighbor's building, then we suggest doing something with the glass. Maybe buy some beautiful glass appliques. Make every aspect beautiful. If you live somewhere where you look through the window and you see something you love, then keep those windows clear and clean and beautiful and open as often as you can. How about, you know, Sri mentioned flowers. What about plants? Are they dying or are they thriving? Anything that's living in your room should be thriving. If you have plants, make sure they're healthy, make sure they're attended to, make sure they're not dusty, because they represent life. Another thing that's important to have in your bedroom is a small bowl of water. Now, this can either be a fountain or just get a beautiful little bowl, put some crystals in it, put some water in it, and keep it somewhere where it can maybe get some sunlight, or put it in a corner where it looks beautiful with some other objects. Because this says, I have flow. Flow is my birthright. I am aware of the flow. And then that's going to bring us to what we like to call the altar. But before we talk about the altar, why don't we say, you know, we have lots of questions too, Sri, that came in via email. And remember, you guys, you can always send us an email to guest@shriandcareradio.com. And we have quite a few of those. But I think before we go to some of the emails, why don't we say hi to some of our guests that are holding?
Let's do that. We've got some people standing by. We're going to head to line two and say hello to Robert from California.
Namaste, Robert. Welcome.
Well, namaste, and good speaking with you once again. Would be interested in a mini reading. Anything also you have in the line of work seems to be kind of an issue for me right now.
Yeah, I see that. Well, first of all, Robert, it's always a blessing to connect with you, truly. I mean, you have so many amazing things going on inside of you. And I'm really loving that you called us today. It seems you always call on the right days. I love that. You know, when I look at you in the area of work, and it's funny, before you even said it, I really got that's what you were calling to ask about. All I keep hearing is that there is a process that's going on inside of you that is seeking something that is, they're saying you are seeking that which is not attainable, yet what you are seeking is yours to have. And so I'm asking them to clarify that message for you. And what I keep hearing is they're saying broaden the way you are looking and be aware of the offers that are coming in a non-direct manner. And through that, you will discover this. It's like they're showing me, they're saying, it's like they're, it's literally, they're showing me like it's just around the corner, like just around the corner. But it's about broadening the way you're looking and paying attention to ways that you're actually getting offers that are not seeming like offers, and following through with these like lines of conversation or ways of talking to others. And it's going to be one of these like indirect things that's going to come back around that will open up this door for you. But the door is there, and they're saying it's just around the corner. And when I'm trying to get you a definitive, I'm saying how long? And they're saying within just a couple months, this will all be resolved. And so I would say enjoy meeting people, talk about what you want, be open to those conversations, and allow this to come to you, because that's what's going to happen.
It feels like some patience is required here.
A little bit, but also some positive action, some passionate action. Chat and enjoy those that you're chatting with, and have fun with it.
Oh, well, that sounds very good. Well, thank you very much. Certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, my angel. Thanks for calling. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, you know, why don't we take one more, Sri?
Okay, we'll do that. We're going to head to line 3, and we'll say hello to Helen from California. Hello there.
Hi,
hello,
Helen. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you beautifully, my angel. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you, Sri and Kara, for being who you are and sharing with us your wisdom and perspective so openly. I have had an exhausting year, and I have to say, listening to your archive have helped me get through a lot of exhausting days. I'm in a point where I feel that I could use a little help to understand my sacred placement and dealing with all the stuff that Sri had talked about in the beginning of the show, all the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual stuff that I'm trying to manage, and finding that I need a little help on that.
Oh, beautiful one. Well, thank you so much for calling. I mean, truly, thank you so much for calling. I will share with you that as you were talking, as you were sharing, the very first thing that I heard was drop those bags, meaning I want you to close your eyes and imagine yourself right now, and you're standing at an airport. And you're right outside the airport, only you packed for like a 20-month voyage. You got the backpack, you got the briefcase, you got the big Pullman, the little Pullman, the tiny Pullman. You got so many suitcases that you absolutely feel weighed down. And they're saying that this is what you're carrying right now. And they're saying, drop it. Just drop it all and notice yourself dropping all this luggage, taking off the backpack, putting down the briefcase, letting it all go. And they're saying, and take off the emotion-soaked coat of everything that it has been and walk through the door. And I'm watching as you're dropping this luggage, and the airport is now this beautiful golden gate. And you're walking through this golden gate, and there are all these masters there, and they're clapping. And they're saying all you needed to do was show up. We are here. We will guide you. This is your time. And do not be afraid. And that is what they want me to share with you today, my angel. And so move forward without fear. Drop what no longer serves you and just trust that you are in divine hands, because you really are. They're also saying that 2016 for you is going to be an incredibly bountiful year. It's like, hold on and get ready for the ride. It's going to be amazing. And so it is.
Well, thank you. Blessings to you both.
And blessings to you, my love. Namaste. Woo, you know, I want to go back, Sri, and talk a little bit more about sacred placement, because we were talking about the altar. And guys, this is really important. You know, whether or not your altar is a little part of a bookshelf or a little midgen part of your nightstand, or an entire room, or as in our case, our entire home.
Literally.
And when you come to Terra Nostra, you'll see that. But the key is, there needs to be at least one sacred place that's just for you. You know, our miracle team altar, we have what's known as a miracle team. And I really encourage you to check that out, because it's an incredibly supportive way to live this way. But whenever somebody becomes a miracle team member, one of the first things we do is send sacred items to help create the miracle team altar. And so when we create a sacred altar, your altar can be as simple as a picture of something that inspires you. It could be spiritual teachers. It could be a mountain. It could be a flower. It doesn't matter. It could be as simple as one little picture of inspiration, and as complex as candles and crystals and figurines and other objects that you've collected along the way, or things that have really called to you that you don't even need to understand why they've called to you. However, the way you place them is important. And so you may say, well, gosh, do I need to take a course? How do I do that? The key is this: hold something between your hands if you can. And if it's too big to hold between your hands, then put your hands on it. Close your eyes, relax your breath, open your heart, and pump your heart energy around it, and ask, literally ask, where does this go? Show me. And then trust yourself. You might be told to put it in a corner. You might be told to point it in a certain direction. You might all of a sudden find yourself reaching for other objects in the house that you had no idea you were going to include. It doesn't matter. The key is to trust that, and then to understand that all altars are fluid, because the altar you create today may be tweaked every single day based upon the energy that's coming in. You know, even as Sri and I are here broadcasting to you right now, the desk in front of us is filled with sacred objects. Yet every day they're rearranged. They might, and most of them stay here, but some of them don't. But they always move, because our spiritual life is a fluid movement.
And movement is your nature. You are energy. And remember that energy is in motion. It's always moving. And it's only our consciousness that allows us to fix a gaze or focus on a particular whatever to give us a different sense of structure. So the altar is what's sacred to you, and as you grow, your altar will shift. And as your energy changes, your altar will shift.
All right. You know, it seems these shows go so fast, but we've got some first-time callers online. Let's go say hello to them. And, you know, before we do, I want to reach out and I want to say hi to Gloria, who sent us a beautiful email with an amazing question. Gloria, we're holding your question for next week's show because we feel it's really important. So stay with us. That'll be on the New Year's show. I also want to say hi to Anjali from India, who sent us a question. Anjali, same thing. We're going to answer your question on next week's show. And right now we're going to go to, let's see, we think she's on line 4, but maybe on line 3, according to our producer. But we want to bring in Kathy from New York. Hi, Kathy. Namaste. Is this Kathy? Okay, let's go to line 2, and we're going to say hi to Linda from Oklahoma.
Hi, Siri and Kira.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm just wanting to get a mini reading to find out what I need to know right now.
Oh, how kind of you to ask. You know, I really appreciate your calling. As I'm connecting with you, it's funny. What I'm hearing is that it's so cute. You have these, I need to just share with you, These angelic benevolent beings that are around you have a very beautiful blue color, and they dance and they twirl and they sing, and then they just kind of sit, and they sit in a beautiful lotus posture, and they just kind of look up at you and go, well, what do you really want to know that you don't think you already know? And then they kind of ponder and they look, and it's almost like they're saying to you, you know what it is you want. You know what it is where you are going. And they're saying, if what you want to know is the timing, then the time is now. And this one just stood up and walked in front of you and is carrying like this huge staff and is staring you straight in the eye and sticking out the hand with the staff and saying, are you ready? And that's what they want me to say to you. Are you ready? And so it is. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Namaste. Namaste. All right. Well, you know, Sri, should we go up to Canada?
We can do that.
All right. Let's quickly go up to Canada and say hi to Polly from Toronto.
Hi. How are you?
We are well, sweetheart. How are you today?
Oh, I'm so thrilled to get through. And thank you very much for doing this show. I think it's just wonderful.
Thank you. How can we serve you today?
Well, I'm at a point in my life where I'm really open to a mini soul reading. I feel like the road that I'm on is starting to break off into two paths, and I'm trying to do my very best to discern and honor which is the highest path for me to follow.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. Well, first of all, thank you for the honor of allowing me to see that, because I see very clearly what's going on in front of you. And here's what I can share with you. There is this immensely beautiful, like crystalline light. I want to use the word angel, but that's the wrong word. But the only reason I'm giving you the word angel is because this being is very, very big, and the energy fans out like wings, but it's more like the portals of the two directions. But in the center is this beautiful crystalline energy. And this energy is sitting beaming at you right now and saying, there is a path between the two, and you will find this path and it will unfold the third. They're saying that there is a third, and that this is that to stay focused on the pathway between the two, and you will discover the true journey, and not to panic, not to worry, because all of this is going to unveil itself in the right timing, and that this timing is imminent. Like January for you is a huge month. It's more than just the opening of the divine. It's a huge month for you. And by February, this is settled, it's revealed, and it's very, very comfortable. And so that's what they want me to share with you. And thank you for the honor of letting me see it.
Thank you kindly. All the best to you both.
And to you, my angel. Namaste.
Namaste.
And so, beloveds, I want to just recap something here. We are all in a process. And that process involves our participation, that we consciously take the steps that support us to continue on our journey. And we've offered you some very detailed clues about your sleep space and your sacred space in your home. And you're already taking a step by listening, by calling, by aligning with these frequencies and this soul-guided information. It's important to keep on walking, to keep on trusting, to keep on refining.
And you know, one of the things that we would trust we've been able to get through to you today, and we're going to try to take a few more callers if we can, is that you don't need a system. Certainly, if you want to use feng shui, if you want to use vastu, if you want to use any of those other systems, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. And if that's what you feel called to do, by all means, do it. However, there is an ascended blessing in trusting the guidance that is coming through you, especially as we are heading into an immensely powerful year that is opening up the Matronian star. When you can actually send the signal to the universe that says, yes, I will trust myself. Yes, I will trust my guidance. And then take the action. And, you know, as we said earlier, if the only thing you take from today's show is to clean up that bedroom and make sure the bed itself has been arranged in a sacred manner, then remember we talked about we're offering you the free gift of those divine mudras of light. Just send an email to support@selfascension.com, and we will send you the PDF of the 10 mudras of divine light. Use the mudras, move the energy of the sacred form to gather that awake, prepared energy within. This is a year where we will need to sustain our energy and not even really think about it. In other words, you're going to want to not have to focus on sustaining your energy so that you can be focused on the other tasks at hand this coming year. And that's next week's show. And that's also our amazing telejourney to unlock your inner radical. And I really can't stress enough, go to sriankira.com, get into that program. You can still register. Don't miss it. And if you can't be there live, don't worry about it. You'll get the recordings. However, we are at that moment, and I can't stress enough, where support is something we can call to ourselves. And when we give ourselves that support, when we arrange our lives to support our sacred journey, then our sacred journey supports us. It's really just that easy.
And you know what? Just that easy. We can say hello to one more caller.
Let's sneak in one more. I think we have another first-time caller. I think Kathy's back from New York.
Okay, let's go to line two.
Namaste, Kathy. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call.
Our joy.
The reason why I'm calling is I wanted a mini reading on my health and vitality.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much for calling. You know, Kathy, I'm grateful that we were able to get on with you today. We are running out of time, so I'm just going to give this to you as short and sweet as they're giving it to me. They are saying that water is the secret to your success in restoring that which is not lost. You have a river of abundant vitality ready to reawaken and to create through hands of divine love. They're saying, drink more water than you think you can possibly drink. Make sure your feet are soaking in water every day at the very least. Get in water as often as you can. Even watch videos of the beach. And if you need to, shower twice a day just to feel water run over you. And that one thing will trigger a chain reaction. The other thing they're saying is green is your best friend. Green food, green sheets, green towels, green clothing, green bracelets, green jewelry, whatever. Green is your best friend. Water will restore your flow, and that everything you're looking for, they're saying within 3 months, can be easily restored just starting there. And so thank you, my love. I'm so grateful we got to say hello to you today. Namaste, my love.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Many blessings, my love.
Blessings indeed. And I think all of us can enjoy the energy of that.
I was feeling that water pouring over me, just loving it as well. You know, down here in South America, it's our summer right now. And oh my goodness, can it get hot? But we're loving it.
Yes. And flow is something we all can enjoy because flow brings abundance and vitality, and it stimulates the next flow. And here we are coming to an end of today's show. And I just, again, I want to remind each and every one of you, you have a choice.
You do have a choice. And remember, you don't need to go buy anything. You don't need to go do anything except simply create energized, mystical, sacred space that sustains your divine spiritual journey. That will support you. Just do a few of the things we've offered to you today, and literally you'll start going, wow, I had no idea I could call so much abundance into my life so quickly and so easily.
And so, beloved ones, here we are. We love you. And we have some exciting information to share with you next week.
For sure. It's our prediction show, and we're going to be talking about 2016. So be sure to join us live, and we will be here ready and waiting for you. And remember, you can always send us an email to guest@shriankiraradio.com. And we are attending to your emails. We are attending to you. We love you. Arrange that sacred space right now. Just go do it. Move one thing. We challenge you. Just go move one thing. And at the very least, go drink a glass of water and move some flow through your body.
And until we have the joy of being with you live again, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.